Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. And welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. How you doing, Miracle?
Great, Pat.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. We want to thank the Lord for his goodness and for his mercy. We want to thank him for his grace and his loving kindness and for the blood of Jesus Christ. It's a privilege and an honor to serve the Lord. It's a privilege and an honor to be in his kingdom while we're still on the earth. Everyone has not exercised the opportunity that's been given to them to participate. But nonetheless, we have chosen to, and God is honoring us for that choice. He honors us further as we continue to follow him in obedience. And we want to encourage you to continually obey the Lord in everything. Whenever the choice comes up, the answer is to obey the Lord. If you're not sure, he says you can ask him and he'll tell you. He'll help you out. So we encourage you to do what's right because it's right. Because to know to do right and to do it not is sin to you. Amen? So as we go forward and as we begin our fast on tomorrow evening, fellowshipping with the Father, let's remember that obedience is extremely important to him and to us. You see, when you have a relationship with someone, you want the lines of communication to stay open. You want there to be good communication between you. And obedience is what helps that along. Amen? Obedience in every single thing helps that along. Amen?
Amen.
Anything else is rebellion. Amen. So we're Amen. Going to remember that, especially as we seek the Lord this week. And we welcome all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Internet Protestant church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we meet as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Amen? We want to thank the Lord for the blessing of a large Internet ministry that's worldwide and a local church assembly. We thank the Lord for his blessings and for his bounty. Amen? Those of you who do not know, we began our services by celebrating Holy Communion. We encourage you to bring your elements so that you can participate if you so choose. We want to thank God for all that he's doing in our local church assembly. He's helping us. We're growing. We're developing. We're understanding. We're coming more into line with Jesus Christ. And as you continue with us, you will grow too. As you continue with us, you will grow too. I saw a comment in one of the chat room, in the chat room or the prayer room, I can't remember. The person was thanking the Lord for this ministry. They've learned more in 2 years than they have in all their years of Christianity. That's serious. That's very serious. They've learned more and they've grown more in the 2 years they've been participating with us and fellowshipping with us and being a member of Miracle Outreach Ministries than they have in all their years going to church. We want to encourage you, saints, wherever you are and wherever you go, to tell other people about this blessing. It's changed your life. You're not the same. Even if you found us via COVID restriction, you're still not the same. You're a new person. Every time we come together, the Lord works on us. He develops us. He strengthens us. He corrects us. He brings us to a place that's closer to him by obeying the scriptures and being in line with the word. We're stronger than we were 2 years ago. We're more powerful than we were 2 years ago. We know more about our God than we did 2 years ago. And we're not finished. We're just getting started. So we want to thank the Lord for everything he's doing and all that he's changing and all that he's healing and mending everything that he's doing in our lives, all the deliverances we've had, and that's been a lot of them. That's been a lot of them. We want to thank the Lord today, and we want to bless his holy name. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you grateful and thankful, appreciating all that you have done for us, Lord. You've given us a great beginning with Dr. Pat, and you're continuing on in that same path, Lord. We're still following you. We're still trusting you, loving you, believing you, and seeing great miracles that you do every single day in our ordinary, everyday lives. We want to thank you for the power of your grace. We want to thank you for the power of the blood. We want to thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you decided to send Jesus to come rescue us, to rescue all of us, if we would but choose him. You see, this is a whosoever will faith, whosoever will believe him, whosoever will follow him, whosoever will trust him, whosoever will continue to obey him and serve him. So we thank you, Lord, that you brought us to a place that we're your whosoever will. And we wish to continue, Lord, following you, trusting you, believing you, receiving all that you have for us, and calling others to be reconciled to you in Jesus' name. Now, if you have your elements, we're going to do some repenting this morning. You know, we're going to be seeking the Lord, especially all week, to fellowship with him. So, Heavenly Father, we lay before you each of our individual sins. You know what they all are, Lord. And as we pray corporately, we pray individually. We ask you, Father, to forgive us. We ask for your mercy to be released. We confess them before you now, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you cleanse us. We need your cleansing, Lord, from the defilement that's in the world. We need your cleansing, Lord, for the defilement from our past lives. We need your cleansing, Lord, just from the bombardment of the enemy against us. We need your cleansing just because of our own flesh actions. We ask for your cleansing. We ask for the power that the blood provides for us to live for you truthfully, powerfully, loving you with all of our heart. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us and receiving us in Jesus' name. Now, if you have your elements, we will begin. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, we give you thanks in Jesus' name, Father. He broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. We thank you, Lord. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show and proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Amen. shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, many persons experience guilt, that painful feeling of self-reproach, which comes from an awareness that we have done something wrong or immoral. Many go to great lengths and expense and in an attempt to get rid of feelings of guilt. There are all kinds of drugs to help people to cope with their fears and guilt and shame. There are all sorts of beverages, weeds to smoke, vape, and so forth. But none of these will solve the problem. Some go to a psychiatrist. Others are in mental facilities. Some torment their families and want to be considered as normal, but they are not, and they know it. Demons have overtaken their thought lives. Some are trapped in childishness and foolishness. The Bible says in Numbers, Lord, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Even King David admitted that the thought of his sin was always in his mind. He could feel that you were displeased with him. As long as he refused to confess his sin to you, the guilt remained. So you tell us, Lord, in Isaiah, come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be a deep red scarlet, they shall be white as snow. You, O Lord, are good and ready to forgive. You have plenty of mercy to everyone who calls on you. And to those who hide their sins, they will not prosper. But the one who confesses and gives up, abandons, leaves, renounces, and determined to no longer sin, and turns their back on the thoughts that led to sin, that one will experience your mercy. Each sin that we did, you know, some people like to do the great gloss over, oh, Lord, forgive me all my sins. No, you did them one at a time. You need to confess them. You know what they are. You know what you did. You know where, you know when, you know how. So don't play God short, you know? You know what you did. You know what you refused to do. So tell the truth. Confess your faults. Confess your sins. You are faithful, Lord, and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you will not remember our sins. Amen? Amen. So, saints, if there's something still nagging in the background, you need to go to your Heavenly Father, and you need to do business with him. Amen? Amen. Sometimes we put it aside for so long that we've forgotten it. But on this fast, he will help us to remember what's standing in the way. Father, we want to thank you for the armor of God. We wear it in Jesus' name. We thank you that truth is all around our loins. and we have on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. We want to thank you, Lord, that according to your word, we are covered with the blood of Jesus. We are the head and not the tail, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We cast down those imaginations and bring into captivity every evil thought. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because you care for us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, and demonic agents, all of his underlings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and timings, and we cancel every demonic assignment and satanic agenda against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, all electronic technology devils, digital demons, virtual technology demons, all 5G and component demons. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. All of those devils coming through the cell phone, off the cell towers, through the computers, every form of device we bind in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for showing us that the enemy uses these things against us, and we bind the mind control that comes with them in Jesus' name. We resist this mind control in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini, all water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sorcery devils, all seducing, womanizing, drone, and whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger and all these attacks, we bind and return to the sender in Jesus' name. We bind the Havana syndrome, the brain changes, the injuries, and all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons, targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies, and the work of every druid in Jesus' name. We bind all hypnotic trance devils and their attacks and all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the magicians in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Caribbean, Latin American, Hindu, Indian, American, European, Australian, Chaldean, Egyptian, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, and all forms of white and black magic in Jesus' name. We forbid those attacks by those magicians in Jesus' name. We bind those attacks and we return them where they came from in the name of Jesus. We bind all oppression, all confusion in the mind. Every attack against the mind is bound in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command it. We command it to go back where it came from in Jesus' name. Every attack against the mind, we bind it now in the name of Jesus. Every attack against the mind, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command it to go back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough in Jesus' name. Every attack against the mind is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All oppression is bound. All confusion, all strange thoughts, out of order sequences in the mind, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ.
Fogginess, foggy thoughts, mental disorientation, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaviness in the mind, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we put the blood of Jesus between you and us. We put the blood of Jesus between you and us. We forbid you to continue to press against our minds in Jesus' name. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the power in the name of Jesus Christ. We send every mental attack back where it came from in the name of Jesus according to the covenant. We thank you and we give you praise. Every attack against the mind, every attack against the thought, we come against you now in the name of Jesus. Weariness, we bind you. Weariness in the mind, we bind you in Jesus' name. Weariness in the mind, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Weariness in the mind. Random thoughts from nowhere, we bind you in Jesus' name. Stray random thoughts, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We send you back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Hindering, every blockage of proper thought, we bind you in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for the anointing, Father, in Jesus' name. All of those spirits that have attacked us, we disconnect ourselves, Father, from all of the spirits that have attempted to connect with us since the last time we met together in Jesus' name. We cut ourselves free. We loose ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits that have been transferred to us from others, even in casual encounter and conversation, we bind you. We cut ourselves free from you and your ties in Jesus' name. We send you back wherever you came from in the name of Jesus, and we forbid you to ever attempt to come to us again. We bind every reinforcing devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. All fear, all frustration, all anxiety, all worry, all tiredness, all wickedness, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you and we give you praise. But we bind all Morgellons attacks. Let's hear your prayer languages, saints. We bind all Morgellons attacks and every attack on the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms. We bind all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form. We bind every devil responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship and all witchcraft dedications. We bind the formation of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind spirits of infirmity and supplanting and the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves and every spirit that exalts logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We plead the blood of Jesus over our prayers. We thank you, Father. We bind all spiders and their webs. We bind mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools and the spirit of the fool, and we bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, spirits and the works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, all oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride and his entire kingdom. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We bind spirits of premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, poltergeist, haunting, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind the psychic abilities of Kundalini in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the psychic abilities of Kundalini in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We want to thank you that you come to help us, Lord. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind the work of every individual that attempts to take advantage of anyone who is in this ministry in Jesus' name. We bind that work in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of any agent who attempts to take an advantage of the people in this ministry in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that the devil cannot make a fool of us. He can't mock us. Because we are in Christ, in God, he can't mock you nor make a fool of you, and neither can he with your people. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for that. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Mammon, Atlas, Apollyon, Zeus, Baphomet and his 72, Python, and Molech in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, and we break the powers of every Masonic ritual and ceremony and its intent in Jesus' name. You shall have no effect over us in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven, and we bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we ask you to come quicken our mortal flesh. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit does that. We ask him to quicken our mortal flesh today, Lord, and to give us strength in Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. We come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those whose lives are on the line as they are being persecuted for following Jesus.
Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We pull out every fiery dart, pen, needle, spear, all voodoo, and every curse. We return it where it came from in Jesus' name. We pull down protections around all witches, warlocks, wizards, nanobots, shamans, sorcerers, divinators, and we send it right back according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We break the power of every spell, vex, hex, and curse, all psychic thoughts, psychic prayers, fetishes, charms, sorcery, magic, voodoo, all mind control, all manipulation of our brain frequencies. We bind it and resist it in Jesus' name. We bind death, bewitchments, potions, all jinxes, every form, order, and type of mind control, all torment, pain, sickness, and destruction, psychic power, all psychic warfare, incense and candle burnings, ungodly blessings, chantings, incantations, hoodoo, crystals, root work, tribal rituals, and sin. And we thank you for delivering your people, Lord Jesus. You are our great deliverer, and we depend on you for deliverance. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Everybody said amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Now, saints, we're going to talk a little bit. Yes, we're going to talk just a little bit this morning. And the Lord wants to talk to us about our promise keeping. Promise keeping? Yes. Our promise keeping. He wants to talk about that. He wants to talk about a few other things too, but he wants to talk about that. So we're going to talk about it. Amen? We're going to talk about it. Amen. We're going to talk about it. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Well, saints, as we have just prayed, thank you. That's how that goes. Our God is faithful. As he is revealed in the book of Lamentations. He is the ever faithful one on whom we can depend. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. He says to us, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Our God reveals himself to us as the faithful God, which keeps his promises and extends his mercy to those who love him and obey his commandments to a thousand generations. So our thoughts toward him ought to reflect what God says about himself. He is the God who cannot lie. In Titus chapter 1, verse 2, Titus chapter 1, verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. You see, it's not possible for God to tell a lie. People do that. Demons do that. Satan does that. But God cannot do that. You can't very well be the spirit of truth and lie at the same time. It doesn't work. And what he promises, even before the world began, he keeps promises that he made even before the world began. He does. There is a battle from birth to the grave. This battle is to control the human mind.
Every hour, Satan and his demons are assaulting and bombarding our eye gate, our ear gate, and our thoughts, trying to enter and corrupt the thoughts so that these thoughts result in evil deeds. He has a point to it. It's a battle strategy. It's a tactic. And he's only successful if we allow him to be. He's only successful if we allow him to be. In this ministry, we advise you and encourage you to play the King James Version of the Scriptures in your home, vehicle, and where in your workspace, wherever you can play them. Amen?
Amen.
We encourage you to do this as much as possible, even when you are not at home. Even when you are not at home. I play the scriptures in my home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The word of God can be heard in my home regardless of which room I am in. You see, you're either going to have some control over your environment or the enemy has free play. You're going to have to exercise some control over your environment or the enemy is going to have free play. You can't allow him that advantage. You cannot allow that advantage. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. God promises to keep us in perfect peace, a great position of strength. Perfect peace is a very powerful place of strength. When our mind, our thoughts are focused on him, because meditating on who God says that he is, helps us to grow in faith and confidence in him. Meditating on who God says that he is helps us to grow in faith and confidence in him. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Unto God. We are commanded not to allow ourselves to be anxious or overly concerned for any reason at all. We are to stop ourselves from doing this. It is our duty and responsibility to the Lord to stop ourselves from doing this. And we can do it. We can do it. The fruit of the Spirit is still self-control. We can do this. We have been given power from God. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do this. We are commanded to pray specific prayers about everything. I've heard people say, well, I just pray this general prayer in the morning. I don't have to pray about everything. Well, that's not what the scripture says. It says, in everything by prayer. Everything doesn't leave room for exemption. So if we're going to obey the Lord, we're going to do exactly what he said. We're going to pray about everything. We are commanded to pray with specific prayers about everything and to make our requests to God. In other words, we're supposed to get to the point. Specific prayers mean they hit the target head on every time. You get to the point. You don't talk about the apple trees in the backyard when the problem is something else right at the front door. When you come to God, you say what you got to say. When you read the word, he says what he's got to say. He gets right to the point. He doesn't mince a syllable or a word. Amen?
Amen.
And we are to make our request to God. Not to the walls, to God. It's important. That's what we ask you to do in the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room. To obey this scripture and to make your request known unto God. You see, your prayers in the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room are to be targeted. They are to be directed. They are to be specific. We are to have a direct line to the Lord. There's supposed to be a direct line of communication and a direct line of fellowship. So, we ask you to direct your prayer request to the Lord, not to the saints. You see, the saints cannot answer your prayer. Only God can do that. So when you see, there are some people that still haven't quite gotten on to this and caught on to this, so we're covering it yet again. We're covering it yet again. We ask you to direct your request and prayer to God himself. You see, you're not just up there fiddling around typing some words on a page. You're actually talking to God. And you should have a sense of that awareness every time you go into the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room, that you are actually in the presence of the Lord and that you're actually supposed to be communicating with him, not with anyone else, with him. It's you to God and God to you. You should know this. You should sense this. You should appreciate this. You should reverence him. Do not ask us to pray for you about this or that, because this prayer room does it differently. You see, we are not what some people are accustomed to as a home prayer meeting. At a home prayer meeting, people sit around and everybody tells their tale of woe and asks everybody to pray for them. But that's not what we are. We are not that. We are different. God made us different on purpose because we are here to serve his purposes. We are not local. We are global. We are not local. We are global. We are worldwide. We do battle with worldwide devils, and we win. So we ask you to be cognizant of that and to come into compliance with the way the Lord
has set this ministry up and this Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. You see, you have become aware that the moment you put the prayer request in, God answers. But you see, there's some qualifiers to getting that done. And one of the most important ones is that you direct your prayer request to the Lord himself. You've got to pray. We're not going to do all your praying for you while you just ask us to do it. No, you get in the battle. You fight. You talk to God. We'll come into agreement. That's the way God set this one up. So we're going to honor God by walking in obedience and doing what he says to do. And he says, in everything by prayer and supplication, specific requests. That's why we can say five lots. Specific requests with thanksgiving. At some point, you need to thank the Lord. Let your request be made known unto God himself. Amen? Some of you find this somewhat challenging to adjust to, but it's a worthwhile adjustment. You get better results. Yes, you get better results. We ask you to obey this scripture to the letter. Yes, we do. We ask you to let your request be made known unto God. We are not God. However, in order for us to come into agreement with your prayer request, it needs to be in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Now, there are many of you that have requests. Oh, you've got so many, it's not funny. But you never come up to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and enter them. If you entered them 6 months ago, don't you think you ought to do something additional? Don't you think you ought to come into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and say something further to the Lord? Don't you think you ought to at least say, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you've given me strength to still stand on this matter until I see the completion of your will to be done? Don't you think you ought to try this? You see, this is a relationship between you and God. And we have merely provided a vehicle for you to present your request to God that the body of Christ can come into agreement. You see, we are not God. We are your brethren in Christ. The scripture says to pray about everything. Get to the point and tell God what your need or desire is. We are not God. We do not answer prayers. You need answers. Ask God. He gives answers and solutions. So instead of saying, here's the adjustment. Instead of saying, I need you all to pray about my cat and my dog. They got in a fight last week, and the cat got the better of the dog. And now the dog won't come out the bedroom. And on and on and on it goes. First of all, God already lives with you, and he knows about your cat and your dog. Amen? Second of all, the prayer is to be directed to the Lord, not to us. So you say, Heavenly Father, or Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to heal the dog where the cat and the dog got in a fight and bring the dog out of the room in Jesus' name. I thank you and I give you praise. And then you give us the scriptures that you're standing on. That's the right way. That's what the Lord asked for here. So when we come up, and you don't have to ask us to agree with you, because this is what we do. We are Global Prayer Warriors. We come into agreement with what the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit have determined to do about whatever your situation is. We come into agreement with the Godhead. We come into agreement with the throne of God. And we come into agreement with the scriptures that you're standing on that pertain to your prayer requests, whatever they may be. We come into agreement with God, and here we come into agreement with you. And when we do it God's way, we get God results. See, you need answers. You need solutions. So what do? You do it God's way. You don't have to ask us to agree with your prayer. Agreement is what we do automatically. We do this automatically. If you go through the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, you'll see all kinds of entries where people say, in agreement, I come into agreement. We're agreeing, and we're not so selective that we only come into agreement with this one right here. No, we don't do it that way. Scroll up and read, and you'll find agreement throughout. We agree with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit concerning your request. We agree with the scriptures you list that relate to your request and God's answer. We do not pick out certain requests to agree with them individually. We do not pick out certain requests to agree with them individually because we will not act in respect of persons. If you enter it and you do what we ask you to do, we will be in agreement. It doesn't matter how eloquent or non-eloquent you are. It doesn't matter if you can spell the word right or you don't even have spell check. God knows your heart. And we, in love, compassion, and obedience to the Lord, will come into agreement. It doesn't matter what time, day or night, somebody is coming into agreement. Sometimes I come into agreement without even getting up out of my bed because I know something is going on. The Spirit of the Lord stirs me in my sleep. I begin to pray and to come into agreement. Later on, I get up and type it in. There are people all over the world who come into agreement with our prayer requests and who thank the Lord for our praise report. But everybody needs to be in line with what God set out for the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Amen? Amen. When you do it this way, God's way, when you do it this way, God's way, the peace of God passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. We ask you to limit to 5 lines. Amen? Praise the Lord. We also welcome your praise report. There is no praise report or prayer request that's too insignificant for the Lord to move. So we ask you to keep them coming. We ask you to keep them coming. So, if you still don't understand, recast this message, and the Holy Spirit will help you to understand. Amen? We must realize that we are in a war, and we must keep our defense strong, obeying the commands of our captain. We must obey 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We have to. We just did warfare over our minds. Why? Because we are to cast down imagination. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. That doesn't mean when you finally get around to it. It is not optional. We cannot consult our emotions. We must obey the scriptures. Casting down imagination. These are thoughts that are played out in our minds. We must bring them down in Jesus' name. Not only these imaginations, but every high thing that in any way contradicts the word of God. You have this stray thought that pops up in your head. You know it's against the word of God. You have to attack it immediately. It's important that you do. You saw some image as you were walking through the room on a screen, but later on it pops up in your mind. You have to pull it down immediately. You must attack it in the spirit immediately. You cannot allow it to just hang out because the enemy will use it as a foothold and continue to build on it. You see, you have to be cognizant of what's really going on in your mind. Not only these imaginations, but every high thing that in any way contradicts the word of God. We are commanded to bring into captivity, to arrest by binding in Jesus' name. Binding in Jesus' name. What does this look like? Have you ever seen anybody get arrested? Have you ever seen them put their hands behind their back and put the handcuffs on? Have you ever seen them put them in shackles? That's binding. Since you need a visual picture, I'm going to help you a little bit. You've seen people getting arrested. It's somebody there to arrest them. So that means you can't vacate your position because you're the arresting officer. The handcuffs must go on. The agent must be apprehended. The shackles must go on. That's what you do when you bind in Jesus' name. So some of you like to say this phrase without understanding really what it means. I bind cage and chain in Jesus' name, but do you know what you're saying? You see, the enemy knows the difference when you really know what it means and you don't. He knows when you're just parroting a phrase versus having full understanding of what you're saying. Chain. Have you ever seen them chain them completely? Let's see, the last time I saw a picture of this, I was watching Roots and the picture stuff. They had a collar around the neck and there were chains coming all the way down, all around the side. That's chaining. It goes from up here all the way down to the feet. And you can't move because they're heavy. Construction chains. Isn't that what they call them things? All right. That's chaining. Caging. Have you ever seen anybody thrown into a jail cell and the door slammed closed? Okay. There, in the cage. So you got to have some idea of what these words really do mean. And there's a book on our website under books and ebooks on binding and caging. We should read it, shouldn't we, Saints? Yes, we should. So now that I've given you a partial visual on it, know that that's what you're doing. The weapons of our warfare are not earthly and they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds of the enemy. The Bible says that when we bind on earth, he binds in the heavenly. You see, you have to have this direct line of communication with the Lord. When he says, you do this, I do that, it's automatic. You don't have to call him up at 3 in the morning. Oh, Lord, by the way, did you remember that? No, he's faithful. He keeps his word. We should be too.
When you say, Lord, I loose myself from, he loosed you. That's it. It's real. When you loose yourself from something, the connections leave. The connections go away. When you use the sword of the Spirit to disconnect yourself, you're disconnected, but you have to believe it. Well, how long does the devil stay bound? As long as you believe it. Because this operates by faith, not just by parroting words. Faith has to accompany what comes out of your mouth. The scripture says, I believe, therefore I have spoken. So you have to believe first and then open your mouth and speak. That's right. That's when the power is released. Not just because you parrot a phrase. You see, there's a lot of people that like to come up and listen to what we say, and they think they can just sit there and parrot it, but it doesn't work that way. There is real power released from Jesus Christ when we do it his way. Amen? Amen. So, let's see, Lord, where did I leave off? I lost my spot because you started talking. Oh, yes, here we are. We, not only these imaginations, but every high thing that in any way contradicts the word of God, anything. You have a situation that pops up wherever you may be, in the grocery store, and you know it's wrong. It's not right. Well, then you have to take action. It doesn't mean after you get home. It means on the spot, right then and there. Enemy's right there doing what he's doing all up in your face. You ought to do what you've got to do. Right then and there. We are commanded to bring into captivity, to arrest by binding in Jesus' name, every thought, and command these thoughts to bow to the name of Jesus and the word of God. You can ask the Father, Father, please release the angels to make these spirits come subject to the name of Jesus Christ. We have said that our God is faithful to us. He keeps his word. We should do likewise. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. The Bible says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Well, we are commanded to be followers of God. When we follow him, he is our example, and we do as he does. Our God keeps his word. He ought to keep our word to God. That's right. We ought to keep our word to God. How many promises have you made to the Father you have not kept? How many promises have you made to the Father that you have not kept? Think about it. How many times have you made a promise to God that you did not keep? Lord, if you'll just get me out of this, I'll do da-da-da-da-da, and guess what? As soon as the trouble passed, you forgot all about it. How many times have you gone back on your word to the Lord? Well, there can be repentance and forgiveness for that, wouldn't you say? As we enter into this fast of fellowshipping with our Father, consider these things. Don't brush them aside or ignore them. Address them with the Father. Do you have a repeating sin that you can't get the victory over? Well, have a heartfelt discussion with our Father. He's waiting for each of his children to come to him. Remember, saints, failing to keep our promises to God is actually failing God. Yep, it's serious. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 21. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee. Which means you ended up lying to God. That's not good. We don't want to have that. Numbers chapter 30, verse 2. Numbers chapter 30, verse 2. If a man vow a vow unto the Lord or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word, shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. When you vow a vow to the Lord, don't break your word, saint. I remember the Lord gave me some instructions years ago, and at that time, I didn't have the finances nor the capability of doing what he wanted me to do. So many years later, I obtained a little more finances, and I finally did what I told him I would do. And he didn't forget it. In fact, since that time, he's reminded me of it, that it took me years, but I would not forget and pretend that didn't happen. It took me years because I had to buy some equipment in order to do what he said to do. And the equipment I thought I ought to purchase, I could never afford. So I had to settle for a step down, a manual one. But once I got it, no matter how much hard work it took from me, I did what he said to do. And the Lord never forgot it. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, beginning with verse 4, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay thou which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Let me read that again. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 17. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. You see, God is ready to forgive, but we have to choose to repent, you see. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous, unrighteous man, his thought. You see, wicked means you want to keep doing it your way. Unrighteous means you want to keep thinking the way you've always thought. And the Lord says to forsake that, turn away from it, don't go back to it, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. But you see, you can't have it both ways. You can't do it your way and expect the abundant pardon that's desired. You know, at the beginning when we prayed today, we talked about guilt. We prayed about guilty feelings and why some people are still disturbed in their emotions and in their thoughts, and they can't get away from it. It's because they haven't done it God's way. Saints, when you have to repent and you don't know what to say, Psalm 51 is there to help you out. Psalm 5:1 is there to help you. Avail yourself to those words. You see, in Hosea, the Lord says to bring to him words. Not that, Lord, I'm sorry about what I did. No, get some words. He's God. He's the King of all kings. He's the Lord of all lords. He's the creator of the universe. Give him some respect, okay? Don't come in there mumbling and bumbling. He put the words in the Bible for us to use them. Let's use them. Psalm 51 is there to help you to repent when you're having difficulty. So let's avail ourselves to the help that the Lord has given us. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord is waiting. We begin our fast tomorrow evening. He's waiting for our fellowship. He's waiting for us to clear up whatever might be in between. He's waiting for us to come in line with him. Let's not fail him. Let's not let him down. Let's enter into this fast and get a clean slate. Amen? You know, he puts our sins as far away from us as east is from west. That's a good thing. Very good thing. So, saints, I encourage you to get with the Father. Do much fellowshipping as we fast this week. Let's get things cleared up at the beginning. Amen. It makes for a more prosperous, more pleasant, and more effective fellowship with our Father. Ask for the benediction. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Pastor loves you. See you Wednesday. Happy fasting, church. Happy fasting in Jesus' holy name.